afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. Joining me today, Pat Francis is joining me, and as well as
that would be me, Gary Lucy,
and
not to mention
Matt Belknap.
Yes, here we're all we are here again.
That was like my record your outgoing when they say just say your name for an outgoing message. That's how I deliver it.
Oh, that just and this just made me think of a story. I was just at home for my 30th high school reunion.
Right.
So I'm hanging out with my nephews, Kyle and Casey. They're 23 and 19. Mm-hmm. And the day of the reunion, I didn't pack razor blades.
Right.
I had to go get, and I'm not going to use what my dad uses. No way. So
just use like the just the most basic,
just the most basic
big razor,
one blade, big, no, no smooth thing, nothing, just terrible. So I use like this Schick Slim Twin. You can get them at Target out here, like, you know, like no big whoop. So so I go to Target there and they don't have them. So I we end up driving around to like three or four different places and I never find them. But anyway, here's the story.
It's like the prom night all over again.
I know. So it's just the three of us and I have my sunglasses on. Every store we walk into, just to make them laugh, I would take my sunglasses off, stand there for a second and go, "The boys are here," like really loud, and they would laugh every time. So finally, the last place we go to the local grocery store. You know, it's like a mom and pop store, and we walk in, and I do it. I go, "The boys are here," and this old woman behind the register goes, "Oh, hey, the boys are here. Look alive, girls."
Yes.
Totally got it.
I love that lady.
She just
awesome.
We just crapped our pants with laughter. It was so hysterical. "Look alive, girls. The boys are here."
Nice.
It's great.
Awesome.
Good times, though, at the reunion?
Oh, my God. I had a great time. I really did. I stay in touch with tons of people throughout my whole entire life from grade school. Like Friday night, the reunion was Saturday night, but Friday night, people that I went to grade school with, who I also ended up going to high school with, we all got together, and it was the best time ever. It was so great.
Did you have to sedate any of your children?
What do you mean, sedate any of my children?
To get them on the plane, like B.A. Baracus.
Oh, no.
We talked about that before you went.
No, my oldest daughter, Sarah, she's very nervous about the first flight from L.A. to D.C., but, you know, she's, you know, shaking and crying, but a piece of cake, and then on the way back, no problem at all. So now it's great. We're past that, and she'll be able to.
You're the
fly.
One with the problem, Dad.
Yeah, you got the problem, Dad. It wasn't a big deal at all, Dad. No, so yeah, the trip was great. It was great seeing people, and you never know who. Like my wife said, prior to going Friday night, my wife is, "Who are you excited to see tonight?" And I said, mm-hmm. "Everybody."
Yeah,
and she was, "There's no one person you want to see?" And I go, "I guess my friend Law, my best friend from high school was Laurie Dangle," mm-hmm. and she was coming in, and but that was really it. And then so I'm at this pre-reunion and meeting and having a blast, and then this girl that I remembered from high school, Linda Peters, walked in, and my face lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So after I told my wife, I said, it was Linda. Linda Peters was the one I was most excited to see. I didn't even realize it.
You didn't even know it.
I didn't even know it. And I actually told Linda that the next day, too.
What was so special about her?
You know what? She just has a really – she was always a good friend of mine. She just has a really – her face just lights up. It makes you smile. And she's a really nice person and always has been and funny. And
nice.
And would always put
and
up with
my –
and she brought the Coke.
brought the Coke. And
that's
meth.
Why.
and she would always put up with my bull crap. So that was a –
You had a lot of female friends, and it sounds like?
I did have a lot of female friends, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Guy friends, too, but I like talking with the ladies.
Yeah, I did, too. And yeah.
Did you have best friend disease? Because I know you didn't... Like you didn't really get it on the romantic tip as much.
No, but these girls were... These were my friends. I didn't... Then there were like friends of their friends that I did want to date, and then I did date them. But these were friends. It wasn't like I'd like to date Linda, but she's my friend.
I just feel like there's more to the story, Pat. I'm going to keep digging. Did any of them have a? Did you get an awkward like at the reunion? Like, Pat, I never told you this, but I was always in love with you.
No, I didn't get any of that. No,
what the hell?
No. They would all, I mean, you know, they
didn't
you know.
They see when Harry Met Sally, men and women cannot be friends.
It's a known fact.
You know, well, that's what Linda said. Her husband said to her when he would see pictures of stuff, you know, when we were just all hanging out on her front porch or riding bikes, he'd go, well, these guys weren't really your friends. Yeah, it's like, no, they were my friends. No, they didn't want to just be your friends. She's like, no, they are my friends. Yeah. But a lot of people came stag to the, left their mates at home.
Looking to hook up.
You think?
Boy.
Well, you know what? It was funny because when we walked in, we all had to put our keys in a bowl.
Oh.
So I thought that was a little strange.
The craziest reunion.
Yeah, it was wild. So that's it. Goodness. That's all for now. I'll tell more later down the road.
Wow. Well, that sounds
promise?
Like a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
I may even write a couple story songs about it.
Have you have you heard tell of any of that new Fleetwood Mac tribute album?
No.
About this. Concord is putting out a new Fleetwood Mac tribute album. It sounds amazing. It sounds
there was one a couple years ago where it was just they did Rumors. It was a Rumors tribute.
I think this one's all over the map, and I'm trying to like I was going to try and lay some names on you. And does Leaky Lee, does that impress you at all?
Leaky Lee,
she's on there, and Best Coast, and never mind. But it's a Fleetwood Mac tribute. It's a, what I've heard of it sounds cool.
I know on there? Jackson Browne's got to be on there doing Landslide.
Sounds like they're going a little more new school.
A little more indie, a little bit. But that's, yeah, really. But anyway, I also want, maybe you could shine some light on this. Is your, like Def Leppard is re-recording their catalog?
They're re-recording their catalog because they cannot come to terms with the record label about what their royalty will be on digital downloads. So right now, I don't think there's any Def Leppard on iTunes.
Wow.
And they're not going to, they feel that what you want to give us is not fair. And it's probably not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're probably right.
It's probably not. So, I mean, but I don't know about re-recording.
Yeah, is that the solution? What if Tom Hanks decided to do that?
I know.
I'm just going to remake all my movies right now.
Yeah. I'm going to go to that island again.
There are some bands that maybe would have an easier time than other bands.
Right.
Like Def Leppard isn't the craziest one I've ever. Like,
yeah.
There are other ones where you'd be like, no way could you ever recapture it. Them, maybe, but still, but 30 years later with a vocal, like, that's people's voices change.
Yeah,
when they get older.
I agree. And, you know, and there, a lot of bands have re-recorded their hits, like, but they've done it because members have left.
Right.
Or something like that, and there's a bonus disc. Oh, we recorded all our hits with the new singer. Journey's done that. Foreigner's done it. But it's just not, and you listen to it, but you're like, well, I'll listen to this once, and I'll never, why would I listen to this when I have the original?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, that's just, you know, make a new album. That sounds like a lot of work for nothing.
Also, don't they have enough money? Like, just let the, just put it on iTunes. Who cares what the deal is? Just,
I know. I know. I guess it's a catalog killer. Once those songs are on iTunes, people aren't going to buy
the whole album again.
Or they have a couple greatest hits packages. I don't know.
Musicians get yanked around, though.
They do.
I heard that Rihanna just had some lawsuit where her accounting firm, they're like, just pay us a percentage. We'll just take a percentage of your touring income or something. So they ended up with 22% of her touring income.
Oh,
she got 6%.
It's crazy. She's doing
all
the
math.
Work.
You wouldn't understand it. She's doing all the work. She should get 12 at least.
I know. Yeah.
It's not good.
It's not good. But so if it wasn't for that, I would be a rock star right now.
I know.
But I don't want
to. I'm not going to jerk around.
No way.
Oh, man. It's not worth it.
Dad. Yeah. Let me see. We talked about Spider-Man off air. That's
off air. We talked about Spider-Man. We both enjoyed it.
Both enjoyed it. That when they have their kiss on the building,
yeah,
so much hotter than that upside
the upside down,
down
kiss. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
Nice. Yeah, it was like there was like real acting and stuff.
I thought the all the dramatic emotional scenes held more weight than in the other movies.
For sure. Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I felt invested.
And they were the right age. I mean, I think Emma Stone and what's the
delightful
kid's name?
Ben Garfield?
Andrew Garfield. They're both 23, so that's much closer to high school age.
Yeah.
And I liked how Flash Thompson was handled in this much better than the slow motion dodging the fist. I mean, because he really got to kind of put Flash Thompson's face in it in front of a lot of people, and that was pretty cool.
Yes. Finally.
Yeah.
And
I, of course, can't go to movies, so I actually did watch the first 80s Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends episode with my daughter over the weekend.
Wow. How bad is
and
that?
Guess what? Flash Thompson got his face in that one, too.
And at any time during those, did like on those 60s Spider-Man cartoons, his web will disappear from his suit, like in a couple of frames.
Oh, right.
It'll just be red, and then it's got webs on it.
This is the one from the 80s that they inexplicably had to make a team of Spider-Man, Iceman, and Firestar.
Sure.
Who I don't even know if Firestar was a character in the Marvel Universe that show.
Did they put them all in high school together?
Yeah. And
you could totally see him on The Wire on the building in those long shots.
It's just embarrassing. Yeah. It's animation. Why did you have to do The Wires? Well, it's just, we're just not very good at it.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different thing.
We're dumb.
Yeah, but I desperately want to see that movie. It's killing me now. Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Matt's got a Spider-Man tattoo on his arm.
I do.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
You want to show it?
Well, they can't see that.
No,
podcast.
To Gary. So Gary believes you.
Look at it. Oh, look at that. Ooh. Oh, man, look at the Spidey suit. Ooh.
It's the black costume. Yeah, from this.
My penis is tingling. Oh, wait a minute. Was that
pre-Venom black costume when that was just like a cool look
Alt,
for him?
His road uniform. And TV-wise, has anybody been caught up on Bunheads? Everybody knows what's going on?
No.
I saw you all over that on Facebook. Bunheads. And I
what's it about? What's Bunhead referred to?
Well, it's about ballet dancers. It's like, you know, because they have their hair.
Okay.
But it's from Amy Sherman Palladino. Dino, who did Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
So everybody talks like that, like blah, 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 blah. But it stars...
Don't all women talk like that,
Gary. Just
tune it out and put on some fucking Kiss.
yammer. But it stars this gal, Sutton Foster. She's just so watchable. You just, like, it's worth it to put up all with all the rest of the...
Let me know when there's a Bunheads marathon. And
okay, you'll
all right. I feel like I can't jump in midstream. That's just going to be too
I will probably just purchase it on Blu-ray.
The Blu-ray season pass.
That did remind me, though, that if anyone out there is a fan of the Dance Moms, that horrible nightmare of a reality show.
Oh no.
My wife watches it occasionally. And my dad was in town recently, and he was staying at a hotel in Burbank that happened to have a
competition.
There was a competition happening in their conference thing.
Wow.
And so we took Zoe up to the hotel to go swimming in their pool.
To enter her in the dance competition.
Yes, at that. And I was hoping she would be discovered. So we're swimming in the pool, and Elise is like, oh my God, that's all the Dance Moms and their daughters.
It's
over there.
It's
like the entire crew was hanging out by the pool,
wow.
Except for the teacher, the one person
awesome.
Who maybe you'd really want to see, like that crazy monster.
Great.
Yeah, so that was an awesome celebrity sighting in the north end of Burbank.
Fantastic. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. All right. Well, I think the captain's turned on the no more bullshit sign.
Okay,
so
let's jump into it.
I guess I meant to end that with jealous.
Yeah,
We have not. Have we talked about any music yet in 12 minutes?
We talked about remember? Let's go back to the Fleetwood Mac album.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, this week's topic, Gary, if you don't mind, if I dump it,
do it.
This was Gary's idea. We did songs that had girls' names in them.
Sure.
And why do we give the boy names such a short shrift?
Boys.
Yeah. So we're going to do boys. We're going to do some boys songs this week.
Can I suggest a quick, people already know it once they see this, but can I suggest as the title of this episode, Playing with the Boys?
Playing with the
Boys. Playing with the Boys. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, the boys are here.
The boys are here. The boys are going to keep swinging. If memory serves correct.
Yeah. So look alive, girls.
Yeah.
We're playing some songs.
I started off last time, so why don't you kick off the boys of Palooza?
All right. Well, I actually think that I have one of the quintessential guy name songs
really?
Of all time to kick it off. It's a name that not a lot of guys have, but it's not a popular name.
Sure.
Even it's not, right?
No.
No,
not
at
even
all.
Like maybe in the 70s if you went to an ABA game, you might see one guy.
Right. There's only one guy I can think of with this name, and it was the guy, and don't say his name, it was the guy who was the drummer for the band.
Okay.
So let's hear it. Elton John, Madman Across the Water.
Leave on. Here we go.
I said not to say it.
Oh, sorry, don't say it. Oh.
On a father to a pawn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun. Oh, I've been tossing a hair of the sun today. And he shall be leave on. And he shall be. Shout.
Hey, Pat, do you know what Levon likes?
Levon likes his money.
He likes his money.
Yeah.
You know why? Because his whole life he got gypped on, here, Levon, this is for Christmas and your birthday. He's born on Christmas
How
Day.
Great does early 70s Elton John sound?
Oh, it's amazing.
He's amazing with that high register and just churning out album after album after album.
Yeah, true genius. Yeah. And
Bernie Taupin, let's not forget Bernie.
I
those words.
I enjoyed on our Facebook page, listener, I think it was Michael Rogers. He posted there was an animated TV commercial for the new album for Elton John, Captain Fantastic. And it's just it's so cool. So check that out.
You'd have to check that out.
On our page. This is a I'll do my opening salvo of boy songs. This is I don't know what happened to this band. Maybe they're around. Maybe they're not. They seem ripe for a comeback if they if they're still out there. Maybe they're listening right now.
Maybe they are. Maybe hockey's going to listen.
Maybe hockey will listen.
And sue us.
Yeah, and sue us. Please, hockey.
But Concrete Blonde, if you're out there, let's from about 39, let's hear a little Joey.
This was great.
This is a good song. This is...
That's crazy. This sounds a lot like that Heart song we played last week.
Wait a minute.
It does a little bit.
It's the same fucking song.
Yeah. It's true. Great voice, Jeanette Napolitano, and one of those people who are just like, you know, all your relationships seem to go south. Maybe you're picking the wrong people. I don't know.
Love it.
Maybe it's you. Maybe it's you.
Matt, if you could just play my number 5 song real quick, and then I'll play number 2.
What? You son of a bitch.
Yep. That's a fantastic song.
Yeah, that's great.
Love it. All right.
Do you know who thought of the name Concrete Blonde?
No.
Michael Stipe. He's like, he saw them play. He's like, you know what you guys should call yourself?
And they said, what, Mr. Stipe?
Concrete Blonde.
We will, Mr. Stipe. And so they go, what do you, when you're, and then they said, when your Warner Brothers contract is up, could you retire?
Maybe 8 or 9 albums later.
Okay, so Gary, it's only happened like, what, 3 or 4 times,
so.
But it's happened twice within the past 5 episodes.
It's happening more and more. I think what's happening, you guys are sort of assimilating each other.
That's is that right. What we're doing?
Soon we're going to have to fire one of you. Bring in someone more different.
Yeah. For example, one of the things that's happened, I have grown a beard now, and now Gary has a small penis. So, I mean...
It is almost like it's like a trading places.
I know.
It's scenario
so
happening.
Strange.
Okay. We should put in $1 for each show or each song or something until it happens next time. And then,
that's
like,
a good idea.
We'll just keep turning over and we'll have a big jackpot the next time it happens.
And then who gets it? Matt?
Yes.
Wait a minute. That's a terrible idea.
All right. Well, let me play my number 2.
Play your real number 2.
Okay. Now, this is my real number 2. And let me tell you something about this song. I love this song for many reasons. First of all, I love Taylor Swift. But I also like this song.
You can't, as a 46-year-old man.
No, I can.
You cannot say it like
I'm
that.
Serious. No, well, I love her music.
Okay.
I don't actually, I think she's cute, but I don't find her like, you know, and I don't
sexy
have any,
anything, yeah.
any.
She's probably taller than both of us.
Oh my God, definitely. But I don't have any feelings that way towards a Taylor Swift. Okay. But I do think
you're old enough to be her father.
She's ethereal looking.
Yes.
She's almost like a fairy or an angel.
She's a will-o'-the-wisp.
Yes. Yes, she is. Like she would be in like The Hobbit. She would be standing next to Kate Blanchett with fairy wings. But
she's a little like the good guys in the Dark Crystal.
Right.
Whatever they were called.
Okay, we've established. So,
okay, we established.
6'5", most of it torso.
Yes. So okay. I love this song, and the other reason that I love this song, the song is called "Dear John." And this is about John Mayer.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is the song that John Mayer says, humiliated me.
Oh, John Mayer.
Oh, poor John Mayer. John Mayer. I sleep with everyone, and then I hooked up with a 19-year-old and broke her heart, never thinking that she was smart enough to get back at me in song. So let's hear Dear John. The words to this are, I wish I could play the whole song, but here we go, Dear John.
Well, maybe it's me. Optimism to blame. Or maybe it's you and your soul.
not since Alanis Morissette sang about super comic Dave Coulier.
Yeah. Zing.
If you got to just look up the lyrics to this. This young lady has cut this man to the bone. I love it.
That is surgical.
I know. That blade is precise.
I got to say, that's an awesome song.
Yeah. She really nails it on that one.
I was always worried before that, like, you know, I thought she was good, but I thought it was like a little girl playing dress up. Like playing star. But now that she's having some experiences and some pain and stuff, she really knows how to turn it into some.
She's got chops, I think.
I don't want to use this phrase, but I will. That girl's the real deal.
She's the real deal. She's like, remember Leanne Rimes? Like at first she was she's a little
Patsy Cline
wind up doll or something. But then she started kind of getting off the rails a little bit and having some real life.
Hopefully, and she seems to have a good head on her shoulder, so maybe she'll.
Well, except for this episode.
Yeah. well,
you know, I'm sure she's learned quite a lesson from.
I will say, this is not going to be popular, but I'm going to say it. And I do like her music. I think she's got a bit of a victim complex. Like every song is about how she's like, oh, poor little me. I'm sitting in the bleachers.
Well, see, I think it's different than that.
Like you're a super hot, famous country superstar. Stop whining about how hard it is.
I don't think they're all poor me. I think she's a strong young lady.
Maybe she rolls around like you always hear those stories about Madonna, who would like be in her limo and the window would come down like by a group of breakdancers like you in the van, thing. And she rolls around and picks up men.
That's why I was popping and locking on every street corner I could find.
That's why.
Why didn't you stop at me,
why didn't
Madonna?
You stop? Holiday. Gary, you're up.
How amazing.
You know, a lot of these boy name songs really lend themselves to the last topic, the story songs. I found that too.
Like Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Exactly. Right. Stan, remember the Eminem song? Stan?
Oh, yeah.
This is another one of those creepy songs from the early 70s, like we freaked Matt's mind out with Hell and Ready last time. But this is about a mining disaster.
No.
And then things get a little worse.
Timothy?
You know it is.
Oh, my God. Timothy. I haven't heard this. Who sings this?
The Buoys. B-U-O-S.
I have not heard this. My brother had this on a 45. It was a red and black label. I can see it like it was yesterday.
Well, enjoy. Here it comes.
Because I listened to it yesterday. There's some trouble happening here.
And the horn section. What's going on over here?
I did not catch that.
I couldn't help myself. I had to pantomime to Matt that what happens to Timothy, Gary, is that the other two guys...
They hate him.
They hate him.
Fuck.
Because they're trapped in a mine.
You guys, you were just down there for 45 minutes. What the fuck happened?
Hey, I thought we were... What are you doing? Why are you slicing my leg off?
Wait, did I just tune out or does that come later
it
in the song?
It comes later. But hey, where's Timothy? I thought there's three people down
here. Jesus fucking Christ, 70s.
I know.
God damn it.
Between that and the creepy Helen Reddy song from last show.
It was a crazy time.
Crazy in the 70s, man. Free love.
It was everyone on LSD. What the fuck were they thinking doing all this?
It was bell bottoms.
When I was going through my songs, a lot of Johns, Johnnies, Joeys, Jimmys, Jameses.
J names.
But I found an F name.
Ooh. This Fernando?
No, but that would be a good one. This is Patti Smith. She wrote this for Sonic Fred
Frederick.
Smith.
Yeah.
And this is Frederick.
Yeah.
Frederick.
That's my middle name.
Oh, great.
Don't wear it out.
This.
We won't, because it's your middle name.
God has given you so to keep. All of the power that burns in the flame ignites the light in the single name. Frederick, name of care, fast asleep in the room somewhere. God in nature's lay bed, shed a light on my sleepy head.
That's good. That's from 79, produced by who? Do you know?
Todd?
Todd Rundgren.
Yes.
That's, yeah, that's Frederick, written for Sonic Fred Smith, Fred Sonic Smith, who later became her husband.
One of my favorite, only on Thank God for YouTube moments, is that clip of Patti Smith singing You Light Up My Life on Kids Incorporated.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With,
yeah,
with,
you posted that before.
Yeah, with the weird guy who wrote it, who ended up killing himself rather than standing rape charges. It's just like, it's just
all weird.
A lot going on in that clip.
Was that from the 70s? Sounds like that'd be
it's
creepy.
From the goddamn 70s.
Man, these 70s. So glad I wasn't. Were you born in the 70s, man?
I was.
Oh, you creep.
I know. I'm ashamed
What
of
year?
It.
What year were you born?
74.
Which hippie festival were you conceived at? Which commune?
Yeah. It's not far off. I did go to a crazy Sufi school.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you guys do a lot of like spinning and stuff, or what'd you do?
You know what? Not really. It just was like very, you know, artsy and music-y, and like we didn't learn real things. Like we didn't learn math or any spelling or, you know, like anything that you would need in life.
Trappings of the real world.
Yeah.
So when did you learn this? The past couple of years?
Yeah. I picked them up along the way.
You get all caught up soon. You catch up soon.
Hey, man, it's no big deal.
Yeah, man, whatever.
Life is an experience.
A lot of Rumi. You guys read a lot of Rumi?
There was a lot of Rumi on the bathroom walls.
Excellent. Awesome. Yeah. Graffiti.
Yeah.
So you know that song, Boy Named Sue, right?
Yeah, that's a story song.
That's a nice story song. But
I almost played that last week.
This is the opposite of that. This is
a girl named Frank.
Close. From the Waterboys, it's A Girl Called Johnny from about 35.
A Girl Called Johnny.
Give it a... yeah, Waterboys.
I bet I heard this.
Yeah, I think you're going to like
it. I bet I've heard this. Never heard it.
I remember Johnny. Johnny come lately. I remember her shoes like a ballerina. A girl called Johnny.
Your choice, man.
That's awesome.
You gotta change.
That's
or you
fun.
Gotta be changed. I love that noir saxophone.
That's fun. Or as Tom Cruise would say, amazing. That's amazing.
It's amazing.
So amazing. Divorce is amazing.
How about that Tomcat divorce? Who saw that coming?
Oh, that's amazing. I love divorces. They're amazing.
He's an intense guy.
I know. He's so intense. Matt, when did we talk about Ellis Paul last week, right?
Yeah,
you did a playoff song. This is this next artist. This is Jimmy and I like a lot of artists that are literally the same type of music, but yet I won't embrace his guy and he won't embrace my guy. But this this guy's name is Billy Falcon. This guy is my Ellis Paul, and this is a song called from 95 from his album Released, and this is called How Johnny Feels. Billy Falcon.
Johnny's standing on the docks, staring across the river. Looks like 10 million diamonds.
Is this the guy that writes with Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
You played this before. Not this one, but you've played him before, right? Yeah.
He could throw a stone all the way to New York City. He'd just keep throwing stones till he put out every light. Oh, 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 oh. But that's just how Johnny feels. Oh, oh, that's just how Johnny feels. Oh, oh, that's just how Johnny feels tonight.
I love that. Good guy has so much pain, he wants to just put out every light in New York City.
And he will be the Falconer.
That's how Johnny feels tonight.
That's how he feels tonight. Yeah. Yeah, I remember you played that. Yeah, that guy's pretty good.
Yeah, I played him before, yeah.
Pete Falcon?
No, not Pete Falcon. Billy Falcon.
Billy Falcon.
Pete Falcon's his cousin.
Pete Falcon's his cousin. That's what I'm talking about. No, I was looking ahead to my next song.
Is it by Pete Falcon?
I was so excited about it. It's called Butcher Pete. and it's by a guy named Roy Brown. This is a.
Are they going to eat this guy? It sounds like they're going to butcher this guy and eat him.
There's some metaphorical eating going on. Okay. He's a butcher, but this is actually part two. There's a part one of this song, but I don't think you need part one to like get caught up with what's
sounds
happening.
Sounds like a story song too, Gary. Yeah. It's crazy how this is all coming together.
So you can just start this from there.
Out of jail, he went back to his store. All the women who read his mail were waiting on Pete to chop some more.
Wait a minute.
Chopping at me. There's an old woman who was 92, lives down the street. Okay. She said, one thing more I want to do. Let him chop my meat.
What? 92.
She's 92, but she wants Pete to chop her meat.
Wow.
So this guy Pete is a bad guy, but all the women folks bail him out of jail.
Gary, the Triple X show was months ago.
I know. But people put in some requests.
Wagoning.
That is a weird way to say, like, chop your meat? Like, that is a euphemism I've not heard.
Some of those.
I guess the penis, it could be cleaver-esque, yeah, I
some
guess.
Some of those Cab Calloway dudes from way back then had some weird euphemisms they like to throw around.
Yeah, because they can't just say, let's smoke a jazz cigarette and have intercourse. They wanted to,
Yeah.
I also love the like, who are the people in my neighborhood approach to songwriting back then? Just
I know.
Like, everything is just like, how about the shoeshine guy? The butcher.
He wants to shine your shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like that window washer one.
Yeah, when I'm cleaning windows.
He wants to put his foot in your shoe.
Wait a minute.
What?
That sounds dirty.
Let me do a little ramp up on my next one.
Yeah, who's our next boy here?
This is... Okay, look, people, you can turn the podcast off for a couple minutes because I'm going to play a Billy Joel song. I know how you feel out there. You feel the same way Matt does.
Oh, I like Billy Joel.
Okay, you feel the same way as Jimmy Parton. This is a song called James.
Oh.
And this song is, it reminds me of my friend from high school. His name is James. James Schultz.
Weird coincidence.
And when we were in high school, whenever they would have like, not talent shows, but like performances, like we get up and do a sketch or something, he always did them with me. And we always made people laugh. Like people would always say, hey, are you and Schultz going to do something this time? And we go, yeah, we don't know what we're doing. We do something stupid, but they would love it. Cause you know, just to have the balls then to get up and try something funny, was amazing to people. And then, and I always wanted to then just keep being funny, but Jim, you know,
he grew up.
Yes. Went to college and then here's another thing. Like Jim is he's in sales. He was pharmaceutical sales for the longest time. And then now he does like medical instruments. But, and I never remember any kid when I was growing up in high school saying, can't wait to graduate college and get into pharmaceutical sales. Yeah. I don't remember everyone I know just fell into that. And never got out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim has always, I think, not understood like how I exist. You know what I mean? Like how do you exist? How do you live? How are you able to do all this? And I remember one time I was booked. He lives in Ohio, and I was booked to do a stand up at a naval base. I was the show. It was just me.
Oh wow!
And so, so I said I'm going to be in town. He goes, I'll stay at our place, and then I said, you'll go to the show with me. So we drive into the naval base. He goes, how are you getting in the naval base? Do you have, credentials and everything? Is someone meeting you? I go, no, they're just going to drive up to this gate and tell them I'm the comedian. He's like, look, I do sales. I've been here 30 times. Every time I'm here, I have to have someone come down and meet me. He goes, you're never going to get in this gate. I go, just drive up to the gate. We drive up to the gate and I say, Pat Francis, I'm the comedian for tonight. Come on in. He was like so aggravated by that. He's like, are you kidding me?
Big shot.
I'm the entertainment man. So this song's about James and this actually feels exactly how I feel about James Schultz.
We were always friends.
James was the first thing he said.
From our childhood days.
Then
we made our plans, and we had to go our separate ways. I went on the road, you pursued an education, James. Do you like your life?
Pharmaceutical sales.
Will you ever change?
He doesn't listen, refuses to.
Will you ever write your masterpiece?
That's good.
Are you still in school?
And that's, I remember he was out here once visiting, and we went down like to Sunset and had lunch. It was like an off day for any other part of the country, like a Tuesday or a Thursday, yeah. 2 p.m. And we're eating lunch, and he looks around and he goes, "What the fuck do all these people do?" He goes, "It's 2 p.m. on a Thursday." He goes, "I've never seen this many people out in my life, just not doing anything." I'm like, "I don't know. They could be actors. They could be screenwriters. They could be doctors. They could be many things. I don't know." So, you know, you just adapt to where you live, I guess. But
that is amazing. We are lucky to have kind of this crazy lifestyle.
It's sometimes, you know, it's scary and it's fun and it's, you know, hand to mouth sometimes. But, you know,
when I was first started booking road work, when I was still a mailman, and I was telling another guy, "Oh, yeah, I had a gig in Pendleton last night. It was like 3-hour drive back." And he's like, "Really? How much you get for that?" Like, "Oh, you know, I'm middling and, you know, I got like $100. And like, "Oh, what do you got to talk for about two or three hours for the—" No, like 20 minutes. And you can see the wheels turning and like, "And you just tell jokes, eh?" Like,
yeah, like, I can get in on
this gravy train. it's fun. That was nice. Which Billy Joel album is that from?
That's from Turnstiles from 1976. It came out. It was the album before the big The Stranger.
That was lovely.
Yeah, thank you.
This one is...
I didn't write it.
No, it's take credit for it.
I did produce it, though.
Okay.
I have a note about the keyboard. It's a little cheesy.
Really?
Yeah. That's just piano. Just go piano. It's classic.
To Casio. No,
it sounded good. It sounded like... who's those at the... it sounded like Marty and Elaine.
Yeah.
Totally. I like that sound. This has some groovy sounds in it. I don't think it mentions the actual boy's name in the song.
Uh-oh.
But it's Bobby is the name.
I call foul.
And it is it's called "Don't Call Me Whitney, Bobby," which I think is a play on the old Sly Stone song, "Don't Call Me Whitey."
And who's singing this?
There's a band called Islands, who are from Montreal.
Let's try to work it in the word Bobby in ourselves.
Okay, here we go. They talk about bones a lot.
"Hey, Bobby."
"Hey, Whitney."
"Hey, don't call me."
"I'm going to play a song.
How do you call your lover boy?"
"I call him Bobby."
"It's not the milk you seek. It's the sun you need. And the sleek, sleek skeleton I hold. Where are the hidden folds? Where is the meat that you eat?
This was like a voice,
I like it.
Volkswagen commercial or something too, wasn't it?
It seems like it would be.
Yeah, it seems like. I play too many songs like that.
Oh, that's okay.
That sucks. Okay.
Volkswagen plays good music in the commercials.
Music. That's fine.
Can't hate him on that.
That's fine then.
I remember one time I met Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And I said, "How many albums have you sold?" And he said, "45 million." And I go, "Well, what do you make from each album?" He said, "Like $1." And the wheel started turning.
Yeah. So you thought,
and
man,
I was like, "Hey, yeah, I'm going to give it.
I'm going to give that a go."
Matt, if you could cut that into the last story.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
I thought you were setting up your next.
No, not at all. This is, I'm going to play a Van Halen song. This is from... Van Halen. Okay. This is from the popular 1984 album, the album with Jump, Panama, Hot for Teacher. But this song was always one of my favorites on here, and it's probably a song that you guys aren't familiar with at all. It's called Top Jimmy.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
And it's about Jimmy Page. It's He's the Jimmy Top Page. Jimmy. He made
the top
45
Jimmy
million.
There is.
I think it's Jimmy Pardo when I hear Top Jimmy.
Some friends of mine just the other night went to hear this cool cat blow. They said he sang so good that the roof fell in and he didn't even stop the show. They don't remember the plays, but they remember the face. And now everybody wanna go.
I love that song.
Now, that's based on an actual guy, right?
I think, it's Top Jimmy. It might be Top Jimmy and his Rhythm Kings or something like that.
Now, apparently he'll play even if there's some structural damage at your place, and he won't stop. So he's the guy to call.
Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs.
Rhythm Pigs.
Yeah.
I see. And he's just a Southern California legend.
Yeah, what's it say here? They were an American rock rhythm and blues band that emerged out of Los Angeles punk roots music scene of the late 70s And yeah, I love Top Jimmy Cooks, Top Jimmy Swings.
They were called that before this song? Like he was Top Jimmy and then...
Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs, yeah. Okay. And Dave just wrote some lyrics about him.
That's a good nickname, Top.
Especially if you're
a cat.
Yeah. Yeah. It started off, he was very into beige and like light brown colors, and it was Taupe Jimmy.
Taupe Jimmy.
They did much
He's
better.
He's boring.
What would you say? They did much better than Bottom Bobby and the Rhythm Pigs.
Yeah. A hell of a show in its own way.
Those guys always got the shaft.
They were terrible. Bottom Bobby.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, everybody.
Bottom Bob.
Well, this next one is a little unusual.
I've got eight more. No.
I've got eight more. I've got...
got two more.
I've got two or three more.
Okay.
This is actually... remember that mashup, the Gray album, where... So he takes like a Jay-Z and the Black album and matches it up with the Beatles' White album.
Right.
Because of the Gray album. This isn't that exactly, but somebody took the great Neutral Milk Hotel album in the Airplane Over the Sea and mashed it up with some of the great rap hits of today. So this is the Neutral Milk Hotel song, Oh Comely, mashed up with the popular hit Teach Me How to Dougie. So it's called.
I was going to say, there better be a guy's name in here somewhere.
And it's called Oh Dougie. If you could cue it up to about 155 and you'll get an idea of what this
is. You also have to say, because I'm just looking at it, I've never heard of this, but the album, the band is Neutral Bling Hotel.
Neutral Bling Hotel in the G4 over the sea.
Yeah. Sorry, what did you say, 155?
Yeah, but 155, we'll get there. All my bitches, Dougie. does it count as a mashup if it's just two things playing at the same time?
it's not really two seamless.
It's the laziest mashup I've ever heard.
That's sort of a put together.
Yeah. Hey, could you start that CD over here, Bob? Okay, you got your CD over here. Okay, I'm gonna mic it.
Go.
I'm gonna mic it. Here we go.
Yeah, that is not high art, but
but I appreciate the effort. So that was another suggestion from a listener to check.
And I love like girl talk too. Like that. Yeah. I love that when it's done well. I love that stuff. But that was a.
It had a boy's name in it. It was late.
Cool.
I was in a hurry.
That was cool.
Anyway, you know, we try things. Who's your next?
Well, I'm going to go to. I like. We have a lot of ladies on the show today. We had Taylor Swift, Patti Smith, the girl from Concrete Blonde, and this is a lady. She's a friend of Never Not Funny.
Oh,
she was gracious enough to perform live at our second podcast-a-thon. And this is Amy Mann from her album I'm With Stupid, and this is a song called Ray.
Oh.
Her voice is amazing.
Ray, as of today.
Rhymes.
I can't say.
Rhymes.
Things will ever be the same. And that could be a shame. 'Cause though I think I know.
Good man. I like that song.
Nice. Yeah.
Really nice.
I'm With Stupid, the album I'm With Stupid, which is also my wife's favorite t-shirt.
her new album's going to drop in September, I think. But there's a single floating around now.
Oh,
but,
and have you heard it?
Yeah, it's good. It's on Rolling Stone. I think I posted it on the site, but I'll do it again. But it's good. Yeah, she's a national treasure. She got to perform at the White House this year.
I didn't know that.
Last year. That was exciting.
But she also got to perform at Podcastathon too.
And Podcastathon too.
So but, come on.
Yeah.
She shared the stage with Obama and Francis.
And Francis. So all the, but
I just want to curl up and take a nap in her sinuses.
she's like Taylor Swift. She's very tall.
She's very tall. Yeah,
I met her once at Largo, and you know, she's kind of indifferent over. But then, like, we kind of become palsy on Facebook. It's weird.
Yeah, she signed an album for me that night. She signed a Till Tuesday album, which I don't think she likes.
You kind of put her on the spot.
I did put her on the spot.
What's she gonna say? No.
But yeah, I think embrace your past. Those songs are good too.
Yes,
yeah.
Nothing to be ashamed. I mean, would you like people brought out some stuff I did at 23 or something like that? I would be like, ugh.
I know.
So, but yeah, that's like toe tappers. Anyway. This is let's hear a little bit of this one. This is an album that got overlooked last year. The great band Nada Surf. You ever hear some Nada Surf?
I have heard of Nada Surf.
Yeah. if you would cue this up to about 45, Matt. This is this has two boys' names in it.
Ask
one.
Me if I surf.
Do you surf?
Nada.
Nada. How much do you surf? Not
nah,
at all.
Not at all.
But this is from the great album titled "The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy." Think about it.
Deep.
And the song is called Jules and Jim on Rockside. I guess that's about that. Jules and Jim, great French film.
I know. There's also Pete Townsend has a solo song called Jules and Jim, which
does
is
he
great.
Really?
Yeah.
Point of order in the film, isn't Jules a woman?
Ooh!
None of your beeswax. What I will say.
I could be wrong. I
gotta go.
I think that's the case.
Well, there's definitely a gal in their posse. But
is it a love triangle? Maybe Jules is Jim. Maybe they're the boys.
I think it is late triangle.
It could be Julian. It could be a guy, Julian.
Maybe I just always assumed that, and I'm an idiot. Hmm. I'm going to look it up now while you guys continue doing a show.
Are you telling me that we have to vamp?
No, you can do whatever.
Let me tell you about this. When I was home from my high school reunion, the day of the reunion, I wake up early. Naturally, I just wake up early. Sure. So I wake up and I fell down my parents' stairs.
What? Oh my God.
They have like 7 stairs to a landing and then like 11 stairs down to the first floor. Oh. It's a 2-story house. And I fell down 7 stairs.
And
I
it's was like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, and they're carpeted, thank God, because I still jacked my shoulder up and I jammed my middle finger, which still is hurting. And, later when everyone gets up, I say, yeah, I fell down the steps today. My dad's like, oh, I thought I heard something. Oh, well, thanks for running to help me.
Oh, man.
I was like, as soon as I fell down, I'm laying there and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Did I break anything? What is wrong with me? And my mom, how'd you fall down the steps? You know, they're 75 and 74. They walk up and down the steps every day. How'd you fall down?
That's how it starts, Pat.
I said, you got to put a railing up because there's not a railing.
You need to install one of those.
Because, if one of my parents falls down those stairs.
Escalator things.
That's when you break a hip.
All right. I'm an idiot.
Oh, okay. What?
It is the men and the two men and a woman. It's a love triangle. Jean Moreau played Catherine. Oh. And then Oscar Werner was Jules. And Henri Sir was Jim.
Uh-huh.
So I stand corrected.
No problem.
I will return my film school degree now.
My favorite French thing I've been grooving to lately is from like 1970. There's a movie before he was like a disco producer. Giorgio Moroder was like a teen idol, but he looks like Ron Jeremy or something.
Yeah, he does. He's got a beard and a weird
crazy mustache and a crazy scarf.
He produced the Flashdance stuff, right?
Oh yeah, that was
Maniac.
Yeah, but he used to be a little teen idol, and there's this great song called "Look It Up," "Looky Looky," and maybe we could play out "Looky." No, there's no boy's name, but it's fun, and he looks silly.
The this is a boy's name, but this isn't about music. Did either of you guys see Ted?
No, no. I kind of want to. I get a kick out of that Mark Wahlberg.
It's okay.
It's not laugh out loud.
I saw it a midnight movie with my nephews and all their friends, which this should have been the demographic for this movie.
Sure.
19 to 25-year-olds with baggy shorts and flip-flops.
Uh-huh.
That's the demographic. And there was not a lot of sustained big laughs.
It wasn't hitting with that crowd.
They laughed, but It could have been 20 minutes shorter and a lot funnier.
Preston wants to see it so bad. He'd like see a billboard. He's like, a teddy bear in a urinal. That is so inappropriate.
Yeah, it's it's a little.
Is it rated R?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you.
Not, Preston says, you know what? I heard that it was a mistake, and it's really PG-13. He told me that. I'm like, I don't think.
Yeah.
Has he ever seen an R-rated movie?
He's
11, right? Is he 11?
He's going to be 10. He saw Vacation.
Oh, okay.
And he saw The Jerk.
Yeah, but, that's I don't even know why really we're there's boobs in Vacation, right?
There's some boobs, but yeah, I covered
it. What's in The Jerk that made
Jane watched that with him. I think there's some sexual stuff.
I don't remember nudity,
but like she tattoos his name on her ass. There's that.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, look, it's tough because even in my Adventures in Babysitting, she says the F word. Don't fuck with the babysitter.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
That's the reason I don't show it.
You get one F word for PG-13. Yeah. I think that's what they used it on.
And that's why I don't. I mean, why didn't she say don't mess with the babysitter?
Are you talking about, I think Sarah's now old enough to be exposed to that.
I still don't want her to hear the F word.
Yeah, let her hang on.
Unless it's coming from my bedroom.
Wow. I saw Trading Places, which has a lot of F words and
a lot of
nudity and everything.
I saw that when I was like
10. It has drugs. Nice. It has everything.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Everything good.
How old were you?
I think I was like 10 or 11 when I first saw it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
But it was, what did it do? It exposed me to great comedy. There was no downside. Boobs and
do
hilarity.
You want your girls exposed to the F word? Do you want Zoe exposed to the
F
word?
I only have one girl.
Okay.
Unless you mean Elise.
Yeah.
She doesn't need
to. Do you want...
not right now. She's 3.
At 11, do you want her to hear the
F word? I don't
know.
I'll tell you when she, when
you
we get there.
You want to keep them as...
My guess is she will be well-versed in it by then, just from my inappropriate outbursts.
From Elise. Your inappropriate outbursts over the trash.
Exactly.
did you just play one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
it's your turn.
All right. I started strong with the leave-on.
Yes.
And I'm going to end just as strong with no ramp-up. Just drop the digital needle.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine.
This is a singer who acts.
Yeah. It's also a story.
Yep.
Kind of.
It's also a story song, kind of, yeah. She's watching him with those eyes. Hand claps. Yeah, she's loving with that body, I just know it. Yeah, he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that?
A lot of people don't know this. That was written about Jesse Thorne.
Is that right?
I
wow.
No idea.
Oh my goodness. Wow, what a player.
The
really weird. He was like 2 years old.
That's a perfect song for that time.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And it's really so is. Well used in Boogie Nights too.
Yeah, oh, yep, absolutely.
Amazing. And
Boogie Nights used all that music perfectly.
Yeah, it killed me.
It builds your vocabulary too, cuz I yeah, the point is probably moot. What?
Yeah.
So you had charade.
You had to run to the dictionary to find out what that meant. Oh, now I get it. Boy, what to do? Okay, I'm just going to go. This is...
How many more you got?
I got a couple, but I'll just do this one because we need to hear the other one. This is a great group out of North Carolina from the mid-80s. Probably a little ahead of their time, a little too emo, a little too indie for their time. But it's a group called the Connells, maybe the Connells. Who knows? But if you could cue it up to about 105, Matt, this is a song called Scotty's Lament. And it's get you right there. You were reason I found my place in this world. It's you, I swear, it's you, I swear, I delight in my despair. It's you, I swear, it's you, I swear, giving me the right. It's you, lie, you, lie. The Connells on Rock Solid. This was a good one. The boys' songs are not as plentiful as the girls' songs.
Oh, see, I thought they were. I had tons, yeah.
Really?
Oliver's Army. I mean, I found tons that I didn't play.
Oh, well.
But this was a fun show, though.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. And I couldn't really find anything with our names that well.
No, I tried to find one for Matt's
son, Charlie.
There were
some Charlies, yeah, but...
they weren't that...
Charlie don't surf. Maybe he surfs. We don't know.
Yeah, can I just drop a needle quickly on one you didn't play that you had on your list,
Gary? Oh, yeah, Gary,
because I was looking forward to hearing it. I love this song.
Oh, yeah, let's do this thing.
From the 90s, when I was in college.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
Exactly.
This is a great song. is from Monster.
Right.
And this was, I'm sure everyone, well, you guys must know the story, but this is based on a crazy guy attacking Dan Rather
in the men's room, right?
I thought it was like in the street, like in New streets? York. He ran up to him yelling, "What's the frequency?" to Dan Rather. And I think that's an awesome thing to write a song about.
It's a great thing to write a song about. And I think there was a PS to that story. I think I heard Dan Rather say it that, like, yeah, that guy was, something happened to that guy. Like maybe like he really did know something.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, like, you know, huh. but
maybe, what are you hiding, Mr. Rather?
nothing. Just, but yeah, that was good. That was the last Bill Berry REM album.
That was the last one. That was the album that was going to rock all the way through. And it doesn't really.
Brain aneurysm. What a sissy.
Yeah.
Giving it all up.
Yeah. Well, I have a playout song by an old band that has a new album out. Of course, Pat. But this is a little bit different because, you know, I review CDs and stuff for Pop Culture Beast. And sometimes something would just come through my mail that I have no interest in. And it was this album. It's an album by the band The Fix.
Oh, wow.
Remember them from the 80s with
One Thing Leads to Another. Saved by Zero.
Red Skies.
Less Cities, More Moving People.
Yeah. So they were never really, you know, on my radar musically at all. I remember.
Interesting thing about The Fix, if I may.
Yeah.
Never really big in England. They were an American phenomenon.
Right. They're actually playing shows right now in America.
Yeah.
All around Southern California. Also, interesting thing. The same band
exact
since 82.
Band?
Exact same guys. The five guys.
Point of order, if I may.
Go, Gary.
Cy Kernan, lead singer of The Fix.
You're right.
Worked as a milliner in the 90s.
What is a milliner?
Hat maker.
In the 90s? That's what he did?
Yes. I saw it on TV.
All right. Well, that's interesting. But that meets the
requirements of interesting just barely.
So this
you know what's interesting about it is that we learned what a milliner is.
That's true.
That was the interesting element of that.
Well, one thing leads to another.
Before we play that, I don't get to play any songs. You give me. I only get the play out. You never give me anything but the play out. Yeah. We'll play your song as the real play out. But before we play your song,
I still get to finish my talk though.
This is what I would have played. This would have been my play out if you hadn't snaked my play out.
I'm promoting
spot.
A new album.
Well, you don't need that. This is what. Remember this? There she goes
and knows. Gritty Politti?
Who is Johnny?
That's a great one.
That's El DeBarge.
Of course.
I like it.
From the hit soundtrack, Short Circuit. Who is Johnny?
I like it.
That's a good song.
That is a great song. That would have been our play out if I wasn't pushing a new band down your throat.
Yeah.
Well, not a new band.
A new band.
So anyway, this Fix album comes in, and I have no interest at all. But I have about an hour commute now to work to get to Santa Monica in the morning. So I'm like, I'll listen to it. And fucking blown away by this album. I like the whole thing, so I'm just going to play the third track called Take a Risk. And here's the 2012, their 10th album. This is The Fix.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Rock Solid Show. Rock Solid Podcast.
Write a review if you would on iTunes, and we love you. Mwah.
Bye.
So, the past is all I want to be, to and fro. The tide don't even faze me, around I go. History repeated.